All right, we got another full plate for you with today's podcast. Of course, you can find us everywhere. Spotify, Apple, now on Amazon's new fresh lineup. And you would have heard today's ride for Ronald McDonald House invite. If you got a bike, heck, if you got feet, we need you.
And how about a brand new second date update? Are you someone out there who just prefers natural beauty? You hear about all this Botox and stuff and you roll your eyes. Well, what happened on this second date update? It's all on the podcast.
And that podcast starts now. All right, here we are with today's national anthem. And on this Friday, Ashley, you brought up a great point with some of our truckers out there who have some of these payloads. My father-in-law, Paul Smith, love you a lot. He's a trucker, and a lot of times what they do for rain or shine, they have big truckloads of mulch and different types of material like that.
Yeah, and every morning, it's like down John Young Parkway here near the station, I see multiple of the same trucks that have material in the back end. Like,
yeah.
It almost looks like it would be concrete or something for all the construction going on the roadways over here.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh man, I get behind one of them every day. And I get frustrated because they're so slow, but they're trying to get to where they're going in this same area.
Yeah.
So I always remind myself, all right, like, hey, they got to do their job. It's the only way they can do it. So,
yeah, you know, it is interesting you bringing up that point, because the time that we're awake, that we're doing the morning show or at least traveling here, is the time that a lot of those big semi trucks and a lot of those dump trucks, all those different types of vehicles are on the road. So this way they're not on the road at prime time.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes. So to all of you drivers out there, just know that all of us who zip from point A to point B, pardon our impatience, and just know that we got a lot of respect for you. So this morning, we want to send you, with a lot of love from Obie and Ashley here, the national anthem.
All right, so what did you think about that? That is like a very unlikely couple, right? Bon Jovi, Jennifer Nettles, you remember her from Sugarland, both of them working together with that song. Do what you can. You know what's cool? You can go on the K923 app and you can give that song like a thumbs up or straight up. You can give it a thumbs down if you don't want to hear it every day.
Totally. It is interesting though, right? Because like Bon Jovi, there's some songs of theirs or his that I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that song. Like, who says you can't go home?
Oh, wait, hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Do I need to get the instrumental for this? No. Are we doing karaoke?
You need to get it and drown me out. But like Jennifer Nettles, I mean, I don't know. Is Sugarland not working out for them? Like, because she keeps trying to go off on her own.
Yeah, well, and working with Bon Jovi, that's pretty cool. So you're probably going to hear that like every other hour today as we play that for you. And again, please let us know on the K923 app. You have more than enough of a say on what we play here on the station. It is up to you. So yesterday, Ashley was not here. You weren't able to join us for the updates on the ACMs, who was able to win the Academy Country Music Awards.
I know.
The historic tie between Carrie and Thomas Rhett. And you put a lot of time and effort into that pre-show that played on air before everybody saw it on TV.
Yeah, so yesterday I was like, all right, you guys got it, bye. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that at all, but I had, for real, a back procedure, which I had been putting off for a while. Not necessarily putting off, but I was trying every other thing possible to like help correct my back problems from the car accident I was in literally over a year ago. It was the day before the All-Star Jam last year when I got slammed into. I was sitting at red light on my way into work.
Yeah.
It was that weekend before All-Star Jam. And so I had like bulging discs, torn ligament, whiplash, all this stuff that I've been trying to take care of over the last year because it still caused lots of pain. So I did like the months of physical therapy. I did the massages to try and help with that. Multiple chiropractors. So anyways, yesterday's procedure was something called an RFA, where they go in, and I'll be honest with you, I was putting it off for a long time because I'm like anti-medicine if I don't have to take it. I'm anti-surgery if I absolutely don't need it. So this was kind of like a big deal. Get this though, they had to put me under, so I was under anesthesia this time yesterday. I was there, and the actual procedure only took 8 minutes. 8 minutes.
Isn't that crazy how fast they can get in and out? And you were probably one of like 20 procedures that day.
That's what I was asking them. Like, oh, I bet you got so many, because there was like two people in the waiting room before me. But anyways, the laser that they use, well, it's like a needle, but it's as thin as like a paperclip, where they go in and they burn the nerve ending so that the nerves don't send pain signals anymore. So it's kind of...
What?
Yeah.
You know, I'm always surprised at how I'm just... amazed at how gifted we are, that we know that we can stick a laser into the body and just zap a little area and like, okay, you'll never feel it again.
I know. And I don't know anything about, like, I was completely out. I woke up and I was like, wait, did we do it yet? I honestly didn't know. It was that fast.
Wow.
Right now I'm sitting here in the chair. They say it's zero downtime. I'm sitting here. The bandages are still on it, but I had no problem moving. There's no like recovery. Only bad thing is that it's like a temporary thing. So it depends for everybody how quickly the nerves regenerate, because they grow back.
Man, okay. So how was the visit as far as the staff that you got?
Oh,
to
they're
meet?
Great. I don't really know if I probably shouldn't say where it was. I don't know.
Okay,
but,
yeah, that's fine.
They were awesome. Like the nurses, you know, they chat with you, make sure you're comfortable. And it's funny, my mom even texts me. She's like, oh, like, I'm sure you're glad to have that over with. Were you nervous? But I am like, when it comes to surgeries and procedures, I'm like, Mom, I swear I wasn't even nervous, because if I know it's something that's going to help me, I'm like, let's do this. Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
If it's going to make me feel better. So anyways, that's where I was.
All right. Okay. Well, you up to doing today's all access?
Yeah, I think I can handle that today.
All right. In 10 minutes, we're doing that.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So whether you watch the show or not, when Lauren Elena was on it, Dancing with the Stars is back on. Lauren was on, what, last season or two seasons ago?
Yeah, I think it was last season.
She was really good. She had a great time. She looked great out there. But when asked about the dance with Carol Baskin from Tiger King, here's what Lauren's response was.
Carol Baskin, wow. It was her. She was smiling the whole time, which I appreciate.
That's funny. Lauren Elena, who almost won it. Now that I remember the Dancing with the Stars season that she was on, she almost won it.
Yeah, she came really close. She was great. But it's funny because, like, she has no filter. You know, like, her reaction, you can tell right away. Now, outside of that Dancing with the Stars that has started, today we world premiered the song from Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles. And I want to talk about this because, you know, we get these world premieres all the time. Artists are constantly releasing music. They send it to us here in Orlando for K92.3 to play it. So when we got this one, we were like, oh, wow, that's an interesting combination with John Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland. So if you missed it, here's a little snippet.
Down here we bend, but don't break. Down here we all understand. When you can't do what you do, you do what you can.
Okay.
Yeah, so very interesting, and it's definitely geared towards, like, the past, what, 6 to 8 months that we've been dealing with the coronavirus, if you listen to the lyrics. So we'll have that on K92.3 all day today. Let us know what you think about it. I wanted to mention this, too. Thought it was kind of interesting. If you missed Carly Pierce's new song called Next Girl that came out just a couple weeks ago, you know, of course, there was, like, a lot of speculation when her and Michael Ray got divorced after only 7-8 months of marriage. People were like, what? So now every time either one of them makes a comment, I think people are looking at it that much closer. Like, ooh, are they talking about Michael or is he talking about Carly? But this was her recently talking about her new song, Next Girl.
I think sometimes guys hide actually who they are for a while. And I think that's the scariest thing. But, you know, just like, whatever you want to do, da 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 da, like just feeding into your world. You got to make sure that you don't really know somebody at first.
So I must say, like, of course, my first thoughts is Carly Pierce right there talking about her past relationship with Michael. But at the same time, I didn't hear like bitterness in her voice. You know, I didn't hear like anything where she sounds like she's completely slamming anyone in particular. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's what happens when people fall in love in the music industry and then they go on to make songs. You always think that those lyrics are about that other person.
So true. Especially with the song she put out a couple weeks ago. If you haven't listened to it, definitely check it out. But also get excited, because I can tell you we're going to have a new song from Michael Ray next Friday that I have heard, and you are going to love it. So you can see all this online at K92.3Orlando.com.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
All right. Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we've got Liz. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you representing?
Orlando.
Woo!
All right.
All right. Love that. Okay. Amanda, what about you?
I am in Port Orange.
Port Orange versus Orlando. It is Redemption Friday, so here we go. We got a chance to say good morning to you. Why don't you neighbors say good morning to each other?
Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
All right, so here's the way the game is played. If you're joining us for the first time, my beautiful co-host here, Ashley. She's got three questions for you, and the questions, they're not that hard.
Nope.
It is not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest.
Pew!
Using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you win the showdown, all right?
Okay.
All right, you two.
Thank
so
you.
Let's get some buzzer sounds, the sound that you're going to make when you think you've got the right answer. So why don't we start with Amanda of Port Orange. What's going to be your sound today?
Mickey.
Mickey.
That's perfect for Epcot Food and Wine. Okay, Liz, you?
I'm going to go with wine.
Well, okay. I'm cool with that, too.
Okay, perfect. Let's get ready for the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. True or false? A carnivore is an animal that eats meat.
Wine.
Mickey.
Shoot. That was Liz.
True.
True. Yes, ma'am.
All right, nice. So that's one for Orlando, which means Port Orange needs one to stay in the game.
Question number two. What hand do you wear your wedding ring?
Mickey.
Wine.
Oh, that was Amanda.
What?
Yes.
Nice.
If well these were played. Guys, if it were guys playing, I guarantee you they'd get it wrong. Matt still puts it on the wrong finger.
Oh, man. All right, so that's one for Port Orange, one for Orlando, one question left.
Question number three for the win. What is the University of Central Florida's mascot?
Wine.
Oh, what you got, Liz?
Nitro.
Yes, you got the official.
That's his exact name, too.
Seriously.
Liz, congratulations. You are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congrats, Liz. We're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to go to Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. So there you go. You're going to get your nice supply of wine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Amanda, come in here for this air hug. Before you go, come here. This
Bring
is our favorite
in.
Part.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, by the way, Amanda, if you're still wanting tickets, don't forget Slater has some in his Florida 5 countdown this afternoon. So for everyone else listening, if you still want those Epcot tickets, you got another shot then.
All right, thank you guys so much. Cool. Have a great day.
You
hey,
too.
Ladies, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
K92.3.
Ashley in the morning.
At 7:25 and 9:25, we reserved this time on our show to highlight you, the individuals out there doing the right thing.
So I wanted to do this story for a couple reasons. One, it lets us touch on what's going on out west as far as the wildfires, because they're horrible. We have a lot of radio friends that post pictures out there.
I feel really guilty because a lot of that stuff, if I don't see it on TV, I'm not even thinking about them over there on the west coast.
I know, and you might have a family member out there listening right now, so the wildfires have been bad. But I'm going to bring it to this woman named Deborah Jo Chapuzio. So there's this dog that comes in the mix, Emma Zen, that at just 4 months old, Deborah adopted. Now, the firefighters out in Southern California had rescued this four-month-old pup from the wildfires back in 2017. So the wildfires then are back again, just like they kind of have been yearly. And Deborah has taken it upon herself to teach pet first aid and CPR in her spare time when it comes to the oxygen masks for dogs, for pets, and animals, she said, because they're not the same as the ones for humans. They don't fit over their snouts properly.
Okay, so she's training humans how to care for those animals that are being affected by all the smoke.
Exactly. So she says pet oxygen masks have rubber seals with give and take to completely cover noses and mouths. She's donated 17 masks to the department there in Southern California, trained the firefighters how to use them. She said they've traveled the country as well. And she said Emma Zen, the dog, has probably been about 90% of the fire departments on the West Coast alone. And thanks to the legwork, donations, Girl Scout troops, they've actually been able to donate more than 7,500 pet oxygen masks to firefighters and first responders across America.
So I love that she's got a heart for this, because where you and I were probably... Okay, so I just admitted that I don't even think about the West Coast sometimes. She's thinking about not just the West Coast. She's thinking about the animals.
Right?
She's thinking about the dogs on the West Coast.
And
that's so crazy.
How many times have we seen on our local news? Like, we've seen it. I've definitely seen it. Like, the firefighters, when they're rescuing, like, a cat or something, I've seen them use oxygen masks. So it gets you wondering, like, oh, is that one of those masks? Or are they trying to makeshift one with one of the ones that are meant for a human? So a lot going on here in this story, but thought it was very interesting. Deborah Jo Chapuzio of Southern California, that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
on K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. So we've got an opportunity for you to get out and about with your family, maybe by yourself, maybe some people at work. Maybe you haven't even been into your corporate office because everybody is at home.
Yeah, that's like our whole other half of our building.
Yeah, this is a good way and for a great charity. Of course, working with the Ronald McDonald House Charities in any capacity is great. And this time it's going to be cycling.
Yes, and Jared from Ronald McDonald House here in Central Florida, we have a great relationship on the phone with us now to talk about this next event.
Hi, this is Jared.
Hey, Jared, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, doing fantastic. Appreciate you waking up this early so this way we could get to some business. I'm really excited about this because you guys have had me for the past couple of years host this, and now it looks like with the Ronald McDonald House, you guys just always kind of blow things up with the charity.
Yeah, we try to do what we can do and support families in the community and get people out to support those families too. So it's great to see the community always coming out and always stepping up.
Well, this is going to be a way different year. Obviously, I think every event that we've had, we know this very well with concerts all gone virtual and people getting creative. So this particular Ronald McDonald, the ride with the bikes and everything and everyone getting together, you're actually going to make it happen. People can get outdoors and do this.
Yeah, we're not going to have the big event with everybody coming together, but I kind of see this as an opportunity because people can, as we say, ride, run, or walk from wherever they are. It doesn't even have to be in Central Florida. Wherever, it can be across the country, across the world. It's about getting out, being active, getting healthy, and at the same time helping our families in the houses.
Yeah, so what's this going to look like? Because I know you said we're not going to get together as a big group, but let me just paint a picture for everybody. So I know you've seen it in the movies or maybe you've seen it in TV shows where you get all these cyclists together and they're all high-fiving each other, waiting for the announcer to say, "All right, cyclists, go." Well, this is going to be a little different. So explain to us how we can get involved.
Well, you can still sign up on our event page. And the main thing is that we're trying to get people out there fundraising. You sign up on our page. There's no registration fee this year, so there's nothing out of your pocket that has to happen. Sign up, start your page, and start sharing it on social media and encouraging people to donate to your page because 100% of those donations go directly to support the families in the houses. So you can do that right now, and we're encouraging people to do that. And that's just at ride5k5.org. So go there and sign up. And then we're encouraging people on October the 11th to go out, as I said, and wherever you are, to ride your bike, go for a run, go for a walk. Show your support that way. Share your photos on our social media pages. And then we're actually going to be doing a live streaming event through Facebook as well on that day. And we're physically going to be in Lake Nona. We're going to be at the Lake Nona Town Center. And we're actually going to be over at Crooked Canyon Winter Garden as well. So you can come out and say hi to us.
Love that. I'll be at that location again. So just to reiterate, October 11th, we're encouraging people, whether you want to ride, walk, run. I know I'll be out there with my family and their bikes, but if you're a family who wants to hoof it, this is a fantastic, again, the money that they're raising too. I just want to reiterate what the money's for, Jared. If you can, break that down because some people are very weary about raising funds for anybody, but what we're doing it for, you said 100% of the proceeds.
Yeah, absolutely. Every dollar goes to support the families in the houses. I mean, everybody's hurting right now with the pandemic going on. But imagine if you had a sick child at the same time in the hospital. It's too much for them to deal with. And so these are families that have a critically ill child, and they just need a place to stay. And so we provide housing at our three houses for no cost to them whatsoever. So the funds raised make sure that they have a roof over their head while they're taking care of their child.
I'm really glad you explained that because we talk about Ronald McDonald House all the time, and a lot of times people don't fully ingest what you guys do over there and how much care you do give to the families while their children are being taken care of in our amazing hospitals here in Central Florida. So definitely get out there and ride. Obie will be out there hosting. So that's going to be a really great event. I'm so glad you guys could make it happen.
Yeah, we're thrilled too. We're doing the best that we can with the situation that we've got. But everybody wants, that they want to help and they just don't know how. And so we're kind of giving them that vehicle to do that.
Well, not only is the city of Winter Garden lucky to have you, but so is the Ronald McDonald House Charities. They're lucky to have you, Jared, man. We can't wait to do this October 11th together.
Yeah, I can't wait. And we're so thankful to have you guys as a partner. It's been too long since I've seen you both. I think it was last December at the toy drive in Winter Garden Village. So
It's been a bit.
Except trivia night, and I couldn't see you, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. We were messaging back and forth, but, yes. It'll be good to see you, and we appreciate you coming out in your hood and helping us out, so thank you so much.
You got it.
Hi, Jared.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. So really quickly, thank you so much for making us the number one podcasted morning show. I mean, even with Amazon's launch of podcasts, they've selected us to be part of the lineup. So this is big, and it's because we have a great cast here on the show. We typically have the mayors on, all your city influencers, including Shelly, who is our local expert and guru on all things entertainment that us locals get to take advantage of. Shelly, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic.
I have fantastic news for everyone. If you're looking to get into that spooky fall feeling this weekend, because there are some great things kicking off in the theme park.
Yeah, Shelly, what I love about your job is that, like, your focus is on the fun. And here in our backyard, it's all over the place.
So the first thing that I want to talk about is that Halloween has arrived at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. So while there's not Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, daytime guests can enjoy a lot of the offerings that normally would be during the party during the day. So you've got characters in their Halloween costumes and villains, special treats, and there are special photo pass picture options.
All right, nice. Disney for the kids.
Oh, absolutely. If you are looking for something that's a little bit more adult, Universal Orlando Resort has a special thing that they are testing this weekend and a few other little pluses. The biggest thing that they're doing is that on Saturday and Sunday, guests can experience 2 Halloween Horror Nights houses during the day included with your admission.
Okay, so we're talking about like our haunted houses that we're used to. Even though it's not going to be the way that we're used to it, they're bringing them back, at least 2 of them.
Right, they're testing an experience that allows daytime guests to use their virtual line, which is part of the official Universal Orlando app,
right,
to get a time to return to these 2 houses that are the Universal Monsters, the Bride of Frankenstein, and Revenge of the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, that's cool, man. I'm glad to see everybody at Universal trying to put together something for our experience. I mean, shoot, we're used to 7-9 houses.
Right, I mean, at least it's something to kind of like see if they can test the waters to open up a few more. But the other 2 things that they're doing is that children under 12 can trick-or-treat for free at Universal's Islands of Adventure, and everyone can wear a costume.
Okay, is this only for Halloween, or is this, like, starting now?
This is starting this weekend. It's something that they're testing. If it goes well, I really expect them to start to do this more often.
Okay, so basically what we're learning today is for those of us who are locals, if we want to be part of this quote-unquote testing, it's great for us because, again, you're not going to have the maximum capacity parks, you're not going to have those crazy lines, and you get to experiment for the first time, Universal and Disney both doing stuff that they've never done before.
Absolutely.
All right, love it. So there you go, parents. Now you've got an excuse to do some field trips with your kids. And even us adults who just want to experience Universal by ourselves and do those houses. Man, I think that's great, Shelly. Thank you for keeping us aware of everything that's happening.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see what everybody does this weekend.
All right, where can we find out more? Because there's always more.
At On The Go in MCL.
K92.3.
2 people, 1 date, 0 texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Matthew, what's the story with you and Angela?
Hey, it's weird, man. It just beats the hell out of me. She's not getting back to me, and I was just trying to figure out why, you know?
Okay, and honestly, before we try calling her, there's nothing you can think of that was said on the date, happened on the date, that would make her totally drop you like a hotcake?
There was a bit of an awkward thing. When she came, like, her mouth was all swollen up. Like, she got stung by a yellow jacket or something, you know, had that allergic reaction. You know, she got all puffy and kind of blue in her face. And she said she just had some plastic surgery. I think she said it was lip filler. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
And you guys talked about that during your date?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, she was seemed like a little reluctant to discuss it.
Oh, I wonder if she's embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know if that's it, but, you know, that's the only sort of, like, speed bump we hit.
We appreciate you giving us her phone number. All we're going to try to do is get her on the line and see if we can't get some communication for the both of you.
All right. Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Hello?
Would love to speak to Angela, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Sure. Angela, my name's Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
So you've got two of us because we both are morning radio show hosts. We're on the radio for the big station, K92.3. Don't know okay. if you heard of us.
Did I win something?
Okay, so, well, yes, you won a second date with a guy that you already went on a date with, and we want to pay for it.
His name's Matthew, Angela, and he reached out to us. He's one of our listeners, and he said he's been trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, my God. Seriously? He went on the radio to get me?
Yes. Have you purposely been avoiding his phone calls and texts? We're really just kind of trying to find out what happened.
And it's okay if you have.
No, it's 2020. If I wanted to talk to him, I would have just picked up the phone. That's so weird that he would...
Well, you know, we call this the trust tree because what we would like to do is pay for you guys to go on another date.
I'm not interested in him. Thank you so much, though. That's very generous, but no.
Okay, totally fine, Angela. But we just wanted to help give him some closure. Like, he was asking, he was saying, I don't know if I did something wrong. I don't know if I said something wrong.
He just, it almost feels like he wandered out of the mountains or something. Like, I don't really know what to do with a guy like that. He made some really weird comments. It was like dating a guy who came out of a time machine or something. Not for me.
What do you mean?
What?
Okay, so basically he made some comments about my face. I, like most women in the modern day, or at least where I live in Mount Dora, where everyone gets Botox, we get fillers, we do what we have to do to take care of ourselves.
Oh. So,
he made some comments, though, because I had gotten fillers that morning, and so I guess my lip was, like, a little bit swollen still, and it was kind of embarrassing for me and definitely weird and definitely a turnoff. So.
Okay, so wait a minute. I just want to make sure that we break this down correctly. So all he did was he commented on your procedure that you had that morning of the lip filler, and that offended you?
I mean, I wouldn't say all he did. He just generally was a weird dude. He was like from another time, and he was acting like having fillers was a big deal. He acted like I was having surgery. He treated me like I was like a Barbie doll. It just felt weird.
I was
like, this guy doesn't have the same values as I do. So.
Well, Angela, let's do this, okay? Just so this way we could have everybody out on the table together. We've got Matthew on the line, and he just had a chance to hear all this. So now we can talk about it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm here, Angela.
Why would you... You guys, seriously? I went on one day with the guy. I don't want to talk to him again.
I'm here whether you want it or not, so sorry.
Oh, really? Whether I want it or not? Look, you've been calling, you've been texting. I thought I made it very clear after the date that I wasn't interested in a second date. This is insane.
Matthew, what did you say about her lip that has her so fired up?
Well, you know, I'll be honest, I was a little concerned about it. And you know, I clearly didn't handle it all that well, but
okay,
you know,
why do I have to be offended by what he said? Dude, I'm just not interested.
Well,
like, why is it so hard for you? Just let it go.
Well, I mean, it's hard to let go because you know, sure, it starts out with something small like a lip implant or like the eyes, and then before you know it, you're getting like ass implants and
what?
You know, cheekbone lifts and all that Kardashian stuff. I've seen people split.
Sir,
I just don't want to fall down that rabbit hole.
We are basically strangers, okay? We went on one date. What I do with my body is none of your concern. I am not interested in your bumpkin self. Do you understand?
Okay, guys.
We are not a match. And do not contact me again. God.
I know it doesn't have to do with me. I hate to see you messing with the perfection that the good Lord gave you. I mean, that's all.
Oh,
I like that.
Deep eye roll, Matthew.
Oh, man.
Home of Obi and Ashley's second date update.
That wraps up another episode of Obi and Ashley in the Morning. And we really want to thank you again for making us Orlando's number one most podcasted morning show. I mean, that means so much to us. And we would be ridiculously silly to not give you the credit for putting us in that spot. Again, you want to find my partner in crime here, Ashley?
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Stegbauer.
And feel free to find me anywhere you can search Obi Diaz. And don't forget, we also have an unfiltered version of the podcast, too. All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hootie-hoo!